Macmillan Audio presents Please Report Your Bug Here by Josh Riedel. Read by Torian Brackett. My former employer made me sign a non-disclosure agreement. Once you sign an NDA, it's good for life. Meaning, legally, I shouldn't tell you this story. But I have to. I need you to understand when I say I know how to disappear. Let me back up. When I was 24 years old, I signed a contract to work at DateDate, a new dating app that promised to change the course of love. I worked for DateDate from September 2010 until July 2011. The startup was based in San Francisco and employed a total of 4 people before it was acquired by the corporation. My friends and family read about the billion-dollar deal in the news and assumed my work was done. "Congrats," they texted. "So proud. You struck gold in Silicon Valley." But that was nowhere close to true. My work had only just begun. If you've paid attention to the tech industry, you no doubt know what came next, or at least have heard the rumors about what came next. The strange glitches, the secretive tests, the cover-ups. But the news only captured snapshots of what happened, never the full picture. I have attempted to recount in as much detail as possible the events surrounding my discovery. I read through old emails, revisited calendars, and fished to-do lists jotted on the back of faded Muni bus tickets out of books I hadn't opened in years. I hoped that by laying out what I know and piecing it together across these pages, I might shed light on the actions of the corporation and how companies like it have grown in its shadow. But I'll admit that writing this hasn't come easily. So many years have passed. Each time I reread this account, I remember something I left out, some detail I must include. And with every addition, the story becomes more fabricated, as if these new facts steer the story closer to fiction. But it's not imagined, I promise you that. At least not to me. All that's changed are the names. Everything else is true. Ethan Block, San Francisco, January 2023. 1. Startup Days. Mission Statement. If I timed it right, I'd make all the lights and speed down Folsom with no hands, the city a foggy blur I glided through on my commute into the office. But such mornings were rare. San Francisco is full of so much I didn't want to miss. A freshly painted mural outside Phil's Coffee on the corner of 24th Street, a mother zipping up her daughter's purple jacket on the porch of a remodeled Victorian duplex, a bearded man singing a song I couldn't catch into a glass bottle microphone. I'd taken all I could as the tunnel of Chinese elms along the southern stretch of the street thinned out and I approached the 101 underpass. With cars rumbling overhead, I'd fix my gaze straight toward the glass high-rises and grip my handlebars tight as Folsom arced into Soma. It was late October 2010, those first weeks after launch. Our office was in a windowless room that we sublet from a solar panel company. As hundreds of thousands of eligible singles downloaded our app in search of love, we remained 3, the founder, the engineer, and me. We worked 16-hour days, leaving the glow of our Apple displays only to refuel on Red Bull and Nature Valley granola bars. We fixed bugs, wrote code, answered support emails, the mundane essentials of invention. I arrived at the office to find the founder and the engineer at their computers, headphones on. The engineer was sporting a San Francisco Giants jersey. The team was in the World Series, but I never heard the engineer talk about baseball, even though sometimes in the evenings we heard fans cheering at the stadium, only blocks from the office. He never talked about anything outside of server errors and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?